back, relax, you got nothing to lose. What do you think I'm about to show you? The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to More Deadly, the Director's Cut, where we speak with the women-identified directors who are making the films we love so, so much. More Deadly is a trans-inclusive podcast where we celebrate the work of cis and trans women, as well as non-binary filmmakers who are comfortable being included in a space that centers the work of women. Joining me today in this effort, in this grand quest, is my number one woman in horror. It's Ariel!
Aw, right back at you. Thank you. Hello.
Do you think we qualify as women in horror? What do you think?
Vaguely.
We don't make it anything.
On like the outskirts?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if
yeah,
there were
yeah.
rungs, you know, we would be like on the outer rung.
Yeah.
Ring.
I think we count only because, like, if you think about, like, if there was a, like, a Temu version of the documentary we're talking about tonight, we might
podcast.
Qualify for, like, talking heads in it, right?
Yes, that's a good point. If you needed the discount version of those yeah. talking heads, call
if
us.
If you went to the 99-cent store's 99-cent store pod, then we'd be in there. Yeah, 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 yeah. I think we qualify.
Yeah, so I think that's right. Okay.
I'll
take
granted
it.
It's periphery, but I'm counting us. I'm counting us. Anyway, how are you, my love? I know we just talked yesterday because we recorded yeah. our quarterly Zombie Girls episode.
I know, that was so,
so
much fun.
But what else have you been up to? What's going on with you?
Since yesterday, nothing.
Well, I didn't ask you for an update. Like, I didn't want to waste your life update yesterday, so I just made up a game.
No, I don't have anything good. Sorry. I moved to a boring place. What can I say? Nothing interesting has happened to me. It's all boring.
This is defeating my theory that you were actually the vortex and it didn't really matter where you went.
I like where you're going with this. I like where your head is at because prior to this, you've always laid the blame at my feet since weird things have happened to me
in
other places.
There was no blame. There was credit.
Okay. But I feel like if you put me in a boring place, only boring things really happen, you know?
They just get like, maybe you're like a force multiplier, right? Like when you go somewhere
weirdness already there.
Well, when you go somewhere weird, like you multiply the weirdness. You go to Portland, Portland is weird. It's known for weird and you made it weirder. Yeah. Oh, Utah is boring. It's known for boring. You've made it boringer.
That's so sad. That means I can't ever live in a boring place or life is going to be dull as shit.
You don't belong in a boring place anyway. Let's be honest.
True.
Like, that is not your journey. That is not your destiny. That is not your vibe. You need to be somewhere weird.
Yeah. The weirdest thing that's happened to me is that, like, a couple of days ago, I took a Lyft and my driver was telling me that he had just dropped off somebody who was dressed up like It the Clown, you know, like the clown from It, Pennywise. I couldn't think of the name.
Amazing.
And did not say a single thing, but, like, got into the front seat. And then he said he was too afraid to ask him to move. Because he was, like, really scared.
We've lost the art of small talk. I never had it. But I meant just, like, as a culture. Because these are the kinds of things where you need to be asking questions.
Mm, okay.
You remember we had a writer. I'm talking about him, not you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you were asking questions.
Yes.
The journalist in you came out. But, like, I used to have a writer. You know who I'm probably – you're going to know who I'm talking about. Who – her apartment was – you should live there because it was a vortex of the weird.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that happened is there was a Babadook. There was someone who wore, like, full Babadook gear.
That's right.
And would, like, and so, like, this person had kind of gone missing, and this person's boyfriend was like, hey, if you see her, let me know. And she was like, no, I haven't seen her in a while, only to discover that the Babadook that she had seen slinking around the apartment building was the person.
That is so weird
apparently
and
gone
also
missing.
Terrifying. That would freak me out, I think.
Well, I mean...
Or it would be comical.
Yes,
one
but...
or the other. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's different if you just see the Babadook ascending a staircase
that's
as opposed to coming towards you. It's really about direction.
That's
you know?
A good point. Yeah.
Or if you're, like, standing outside and you see it looking out the window Amityville style, like, yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
Also, ooh, but that's part of the yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. So, As for plugs, we do have a guest spot coming up, but we don't know exactly when that's going to drop. So stay tuned. I did do an interview. So I'm going to do a little plug for Bloody Good Horror. So they're expanding their YouTube channel. They're like really organizing it, fleshing it out, adding sections. It's really cool, this project that they've got underway. And one of the things that they've added in is a section called BGH Interviews, which has allowed me to have the opportunity to do some interviews. And I did my first set. One of them is already up on the YouTube and one is going up this week with the director and one of the stars of the film Touch Me. It's Addison Hyman and Jordan Gavaris. And if you've seen Orphan Black, he played Felix, like really
such a good character.
And he's a lovely, I've talked to him a couple times now, he's lovely. And I've talked to Addison a couple times because he's directed a couple movies that I really loved. And, you know, I got to write the essay for one of them. It's pretty fun. But they are now up on, or the first one is now up on the YouTube. And there are some clips that are going to be on Bloody Good Horror's social. So be sure to follow not only ZG Podcast, but also you want to follow BGH on social media as well. Because, you know, like now that I'm not doing my usual day job, I have to find ways to fill my day. So why not do my day job for free?
Right. Good plan. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I'm nothing if not a terrible entrepreneur. But yeah, they're really fun conversations because it's a, if you've never seen the movie or heard of Touch Me, it's about like this woman who enters into a relationship with an alien who, when she touches you, all of your anxiety goes away. Like, instantly, and you just like feel euphoric.
Give me.
But like, yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it's really funny. It's really sexy. There's like some very unique sex scenes in the film, let's just say.
Okay.
Even though the themes and the sort of ideas exploring, because the director's like, who also wrote it, Addison's like writing about OCD, basically. He's writing about his experience with OCD and like extreme depression, like chronic depression. But the presentation is like bright and colorful and like very dynamic in terms of like the editing and the you know, the way that he like sort of cuts things together. It's very, there's like lots of hip hop dancing and I don't know. It's a very strange movie, but I saw it. I don't remember I don't know. It was last year at one of the film festivals. Loved it, saw it then. And then now it's finally in theaters this week and coming to VOD in early April. So they're doing another round of press. So I got to do it for BGH. Anyway, long story short, check those out. They're really fun interviews. We talk about eroticism and horror and laugh and
geeky,
and it's great. Of course, of course. All right. But enough about that. Let's talk about this week. Ariel, we have a very exciting episode that I'm really looking forward to sharing with folks. What are we doing this week?
So we are talking about the documentary that's on Shudder right now called 1000 Women in Horror. We are going to be reviewing that for you, but also we have an exciting interview with the director, Donna Davies, and the writer, Alexandra Heller Nicholas.
Yes, yes. So now, we always like to lay out a spoiler warning. This mm-hmm. one might be a little bit different. So, Ariel, how are we handling spoilers here on More Deadly?
Yeah. So I think it's just a little bit different because this is a documentary. There's no like narrative plot line that we're worried about spoiling for you. So I wouldn't worry about it. I would just like listen to our review and listen to the interview. Obviously, we do talk about some of the people that are going to be in it, some of the movies that are talked about, some of the themes that they go over, but I don't really consider those like normal spoilers.
You should absolutely go watch it on Shudder, yes. Either before or after. You choose your adventure on that front, but I don't think you have to worry about spoilers. I'm so sorry, but I thought of another plug I have to do. Okay, I totally blanked, and then I just remembered there. I actually did guest on another show. I think it'll be out this coming week. I am on. I have joined the lovely Satanists over at Black Mass Appeal, where they invited me on the show to play a fun game.
Ooh,
yes. Are you familiar with the book Michelle Remembers?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then you would not have been able to play this game.
Oh. I mean, I don't like know it well or anything. Okay. I'm just like, I know it.
Yes. So Tabitha and Daniel had me on and okay. we played a game where Daniel would tell us something that may or may not have happened in the book. And we had to guess if it was true or not. Like, did it happen okay. in the book or not? And That book is insane.
Yeah.
It is absolutely bonkers and full of shit. But it did make for a super fun time. And if you aren't listening to Black Mass Appeal, it's a really great show. Highly recommended. Like, normally they play a game on this. It's a very light, fun, breezy episode. Normally they dig into, like, they are, like, citing primary sources and getting, like, academic with it. And it's a great, like, they're wonderful, and the show is a lot of fun, and I've gotten the honor of being on there a few times, but this is probably my favorite time guesting on there. So now is a great time to check out Black Mass Appeal. Okay, that's it for my plugs. I swear to God. All right. With that, why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back, we'll tell you about the movie, and we'll get into all the things that Ariel described.
Hey folks, Rachel here. Thanks so much for listening to this preview episode of More Deadly. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, good news, you can. There are a couple of ways that you can hear the full episode right now. First, you can subscribe to the More Deadly podcast for free wherever it is that you eat your pods. Or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/zombiegirls to get the episodes ad-free plus all the other Patreon goodies. Thanks so much for listening.